You're listening to SBS News.
A New Zealand-born Samoan performance artist, Brian Fuata, takes centre stage at the 10th Asia-Pacific Triennial at the Queensland Gallery of Modern Art, interacting with the artworks.
Where the magic will happen and this media preview will come to life!
Today's little preview was a demonstration of the improvisation around words and vocal sounds, as well as kind of sort of like the direct objects in the space around me.
Hundreds of works by 150 artists from around the region in an exhibition 3 years in the making. The challenge? No artist could come here from overseas due to COVID border closures. Taran Nagesh is the curator of the 10th Asia-Pacific Triennial.
But amongst that, there were these new possibilities, and I think some of the artists have not only shone a new light on the world we inhabit today, but also have realised projects that they perhaps wouldn't have.
The long-running APT series over almost 3 decades has become one of Australia's most successful exhibition draw cards, but this year Queensland's borders are still shut. Almost 750,000 visitors came to the last APT to see some of the most cutting-edge art from the Asia-Pacific region. Curator Taran Nagesh hopes when borders open, Australians' appetite for travel and culture will bring them here again.
APT is one time when so many people descend on Brisbane, and so we're really looking forward to them coming when they can.
Artists from Iran to Hawaii, Micronesia to New Zealand, and many countries in between are represented. This exhibition documents contemporary artists' responses to social, political and economic changes in the region. A traditional bilibili disposable river raft with a modern twist, solar panels to charge mobile phones, by Fijian artist based in Sydney during COVID, Salote Tawale.
It represents a lot of things. This idea of being in the diaspora, you're always sort of from somewhere else as well as being from the location that you're in.
Contemporary Aboriginal art always features prominently, as does work from the Torres Strait Islands. This time a giant interpretation of their traditional headdress, the Dari, the symbol of the region made by Uncle Ken Thede Sr. from Erab Island.
For an artist, you take you up from there, you come down here in Australia to display something, to talk about it. For me, I'm very proud to do that for my people.
A free program of events with films and performances will complement the program over the next 5 months. For the fully vaccinated, Alan Lee, SBS News.